Triple M Southwest, and I don't keep it a secret. I love roaming around West Australia. I love visiting all the hidden nooks and crannies and the corners and discovering the local secrets. And that's why I'm so thrilled to say that we have two out of the three top tourism towns in the state. And I'm thrilled to have silver winner and president of the Visitor Centre in Manjima, Peter, on the line. Peter!
Woo! Hi, Andy. Yeah, we're absolutely stoked. We obviously we're always hoping to try to knock off the big towns, but obviously Boston's just a great location with so much going on. But to get second in the big town category, as we call it, was just absolutely awesome for our team.
Yeah, up against some really big towns. So Busselton, Collie, Exmouth, Geraldton, Kalbarri, Kalgoorlie-Boulder, Karratha, Manji and Pinjarra. And gold went to Busselton. So congratulations to everybody who has just been working so hard over the last 12 months to keep Busselton in the spotlight. Manjimup on the silver and Exmouth on the bronze. You beat Exmouth.
Yeah, it's absolutely excellent. You know, we're trying really hard to put our focus on Manjima and everything we have down there here to offer, you know, like Sam Cleveland, our manager, and all the volunteers have put an excellent amount of work in here. The video we put up was actually done by our students, you know, where most of the teams are using professional teams. So the whole town's pulled together to do a fantastic job. And to see us being a focus to this area here, which with Busselton winning as well, it also has the advantage that as tourism increases in Busselton, it provides that agritourism extra stop that people can come to visit. So it helps the entire Southwest with the tourism focus.
Oh, look, it's so true. And it's just like when everyone pulls together and works together, you get these amazing results that, you know, help put our part of the world on the map. And I mean, Manjimup has been, you know, such a key place in everyone's bellies rather than our hearts as a food bowl. But people are really interested in that. So combining that with, you know, the food tourism and the stunning scenery in that part of the world, I mean, it's just a winning combo.
It is, yeah. I remember when I first met you and you and Josh came into town and, you know, you thought, oh, Manjimup, you know, what's there here? And after a few lubricating conversations,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we sort of really demonstrated the great aspects there are in the area, and to sort of take off this award to just increase the especially, as you said, the agritourism side of the Southwest, because it makes the whole package all come together for the whole Southwest region. It's just a fantastic result from our team.
And quickly before we get out of here, top three things to do in Manjima.
Well, being the president of the Visitor Centre, I've got to say it's got to be the Heritage Park and Museums, of course. It's just a fantastic complex. You've seen it. You've been down the side. It's just a fantastic area to do. Look, one of the greatest things I love about down here is just that what we're talking about there, the agritourism. Go around, see the farms. Talk, you know, some of the places you can call in, see the farmers. You can do little roadside stalls. They're just incredible.
You can do at the moment, well, coming up to the season for truffle hunts.
We certainly are. We're only about 3 weeks off.
Woohoo!
And, yep. And we're putting some things together for that as well to sort of enhance all that food and the truffle and just the area. And in winter, I mean, one of our catches in our submission was a destination for all seasons. And that's one of the great things. You can come down here in winter and do all those activities that you can't even do in a lot of places around the world, truffle hunts, you know. And you can do it in this little old Manjima up just down the road.
Amazing. Well, Peter, congratulations to you, to everybody who played a part in it. Congratulations to Busso and Exmouth. Yeah, we know you're fantastic too. And to everybody else who was involved. Bad luck, Collie. Missed out this time, but you know what? Bring on 2022.
Exactly, and hopefully we might knock off that Busselton as well.
Nothing wrong with a bit of friendly competition.